Dear people, for the first reading, we've been going through the book of Romans, or Paul's letter to the Romans, and today he continues articulating and teaching us this real center of relationship with God, this central dynamism in relationship to God. And what he's going after is this, that in our relationship with God, God makes us promises, and then God keeps those promises. He makes promises to his kids, and he's a good dad, and he keeps and fulfills those promises. Now listen closely. We receive the fulfillment of those promises through faith. He fulfills his promises. We can receive that fulfillment or not, but he fulfills them. And we receive the fulfillment of those promises through faith. And so, all the fun in this relationship with God is in this place where a promise has been made, but not yet fulfilled. That's where I live by faith. In the not yet, the unfulfilled. Those promises largely come in the form of desire. I desire God to redeem my life from 10 years ago. It's a desire that's unfulfilled, but he will fulfill it. And I will receive that fulfillment if, in that place, I live by faith. I would really like to be free from this sin. That's an unfulfilled promise. And he will fulfill it, and I will receive that fulfillment if, right there in the not yet, I live by faith. Every Saturday morning, you come with this unfulfilled promise that eventually the homily will end. And how you live in that not yet will determine whether you receive what God wants to give or not. Now, here's where it gets good. So Jesus in the gospel, right, made a promise. He made a promise. When you're persecuted, when you suffer because of me, I promise you, the Holy Spirit will defend you. That's what the Beatitudes are about. Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven will be theirs. Where you're poor and there's a not yet, an unfulfilled, I will fulfill that if you live by faith. Living by faith in the not yet means a lot of things, dear people, and I would love to tell you all about them this very morning, but we don't have that much time. But what's important to understand, and this is because we've been hurt by sin, in the not yet, the temptation is to turn to self-reliance. I take care of myself. So I have this beautiful, unfulfilled promise in my heart. I want to become a prayerful man. I want to have a lived, close relationship with Jesus. I want to be holy. And in the midst of that not yet, where I lack faith, I go in and I try to figure it out and how I make this happen. That's not living by faith. That's exactly what Abraham and Sarah did. I promise you many descendants, and in the not yet, thinking somehow God isn't going to make this happen. We got to make it happen. And so Abraham, go hang out with the slave girl. Self-reliance. Or when we don't believe the Holy Spirit will show up, we just exert our will and we force things. In this not yet, living by faith, where all this beauty happens, is simply the template of Holy Thursday to Easter Sunday. And Jesus is sitting there, Father, you'll fulfill this. And so what does this look like, dear people? It looks like this. In the not yet, one's heart entrusts to Jesus. Entrusts to Jesus. Jesus, I want to be prayerful, but I just got distracted for the 47th time this last 10 minutes. I entrust my desire to be prayerful to you. Do whatever you want. Jesus, I want to learn how to love my enemy. I want to learn how to love my enemy. But this schmuck here, it's really hard. I entrust my desire to love to you. Living by faith in the not yet is about a heart that goes to Jesus. Living by faithlessness in the not yet is I go to myself. And I try to make my own kingdom because of pride. May God teach us how to do that today.